But this is to a wagon. On each side of the wagon, there might be two pieces that stick out, and the horse goes in between them.
Oh.
You remember what those two pieces that stick out are called?
Is it bracket? No. Harness?
Okay, that's, you probably just don't recall the...
Don't know, no.
Okay.
I don't.
And what would you call on an old wagon, and you would have the hub of the wheel, and you have the spokes sticking out. What would you call that outside piece of the wheel?
Hmm. Well, you've got me there.
Don't have a name for that. Okay. And another thing we're interested in on a buggy, the thing that the traces come back to in order to hook on to the thing between the wagon the horses. Do you know that
thing about that? Well, about that long and it's flexible.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Do you know what that's called?
Heck no.
Okay.
I know what it is, but
you don't know what it's called. Okay. And of course, if you have two of them, I'm sure you don't know what it's called. If it's double, sometimes they have two of those things. And I think if you have two different horses or something, I don't know for sure. You wouldn't have any idea what that's called. If a man were getting loads of wood, he'd go into a woodlot, load up his wagon, and go deposit it somewhere and come back again and continue to do that, you'd say he's blank wood.
Hauling.
Okay. Now, if he went in and he hooked up a rope or chain or something to a big log and just pulled it along the ground, you'd say...
Towing.
Okay. Or he's just... blank that log along.
Pulling?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, what I'm looking for are forms of drag, and I think the various verb forms. So you'd say, every day he blank that log a few more feet.
Well, I don't think we'd say drag. I think we'd say pull.
Okay. But just to get the forms now, just to get how you change the forms, you'd say, he blank that log every day.
He drags?
Uh-huh. And yesterday he...
drug.
Okay, and he has...
drawn.
Okay.
Gosh, you scared me.
what do you call the piece of equipment that you use just to turn the soil when you're...
spade or fork.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the one with a blade on it. Now, ages ago, they'd have an old mule pulling...
plow.
Okay. And... do you know a name for a piece of farming equipment that was used to go back and make it even finer soil?
Is it not furrow? Furrow is making the trenches, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Let me see.
We need a pronunciation, so I'm going to let you look at that.
Harrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet I haven't heard that in two times. My lifetime.
Yeah, that's. I wouldn't be familiar with most of this either. Do you know what when the wheels, of course, are at opposite ends on a wagon? What is that piece that runs between the two wheels?
Hmm. You got me.
Can't remember. Okay. If you were or a farmer was sawing a log. He'd put his log across two pieces. Now, they might be X-shaped like that.
A horse.
Okay. And what if they were like this, A-shaped instead? Where, is there any different? Do you have a different name, or would you call it the same thing for either one?
Well, I'm sure I'd call it the same. If they were doing the same thing, it would be the same, yeah.
Okay, and you would call it a...
horse.
Okay. We were talking before about the various things you had would have in the bedroom. Now, a woman would use what to fix up her hair? What?
Brush.
And a
comb.
Okay. And if she were using using the thing with the bristles, you would say that she every day she
brushes her hair.
Okay.